Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, March the 1st. So, what did you have for breakfast? A whole wheat piece of toast, maybe, without any butter. Maybe a piece of fruit? Is that satisfying you? Or do you eat that because you're supposed to eat that? Or are you, like me, right now, eating a pastry? Do you feel guilty, like I do, for eating high-carb pieces of junk? My guest this hour says, too many of us follow food fads, believe some foods are good and others are bad. And he says, whether you are a disciple of Dr. Atkins, or whether you consider a Big Mac the work of the devil, or whether you worship at the temple of some celebrity chef, many Americans follow a culinary creed, believing somehow that our food religion will make us better people. We will talk with Barry Glassner. He is author of the new book, The Gospel of Food, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Wisconsin Public Radio's talk radio guru, Cheryl Gasser, joins me to talk about our winter membership drive, which is winding down, but we have a very special challenge going on right now.
If we can raise $1,000 by 8:20 this morning, so just in the next, you know, less than 15 minutes here, if we can raise $1,000, we will receive an extra $500 from the Wisconsin Public Radio Association Board. When we reach that goal, with your call, so you pledge, you know, if we reach the $1,000 goal, when we reach that, we'll have $1,500 in the bank. So your pledge is really worth 50% more than what you are contributing. You can pledge at absolutely any level, but when you pledge at the $150 a year level or more, we will also send you our guest's book, The Gospel of Food, Everything You Think You Know About Food Is Wrong, the new book by Barry Glassner.
1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on our website, wpr.org. Again, this is we don't do this. I don't think I've ever done this before, Cheryl. A challenge just for this first segment of the program. 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, will you help us raise the $1,000 goal for the next 10 minutes? $1,000 in the next 10 minutes, and we get an extra $500 from current members of Wisconsin Public Radio. The Wisconsin Public Radio Association Board. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
If there were a dozen listeners out there who wanted Barry Glassner's book, The Gospel of Food, and called in a pledge of $150, we would exceed that goal. We would get that challenge grant from the Wisconsin Public Radio Association board members. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call. You can pledge online. It counts quickly, and your money goes to work for us right away there at WPR.org. And call in. Talk to a volunteer. It's quick. It's easy. We know this is a busy time of the morning for people, but it takes 3-4 minutes to make that pledge of support, whether you do it online or on the phone. Help us reach that goal. You can do it. You can make the difference. Reach that goal of $1,000 in the next 10 minutes. We'll get an extra $500.
Well, it looks like we're $500 on our way to that goal. Think of this as your pledge being worth another half of whatever it is. If we make the goal and we get that extra challenge grant, it's like putting another 50% on your pledge right now at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. A pledge of any amount is much appreciated, very much needed to pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio. The pledge of $150 a year or more is the level that we ask. If you would like the thank you gift this hour, The Gospel of Food, Everything You Think You Know About Food Is Wrong, and you'll also get more food with the member benefit card.
What a perfect companion. The member benefit card entitling you to a year's worth of 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin. Currently 255 restaurants participate, and that number grows every month. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. You can also break it down monthly. If $150 is your pledge, pledge each month $12.50 a month. Think about the quality, the quantity, the wonderful programs you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, the news and information, the entertainment that you get. Is that worth $12.50 a month to you? If it is, because it is, call in your pledge now.
Cheryl, I want to report that we did make the $5,000 goal of the last hour. I should say you helped us make the $5,000 goal. That was for the entire hour, though, last hour that we made that $5,000 goal. And I'm very, very happy that goal was met. Now we are asking for the $1,000 goal to be met just within the next few minutes. A special challenge for the next, 8 minutes or so. If we raise the $1,000 goal, an extra $500 comes into the coffers from the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
When we reach that goal of $1,000 by 8:20 this morning, we will get an additional $500 from Wisconsin Public Radio Association board members. They want to encourage you to become a member if you aren't already of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, if you've been a contributor over the years, maybe you renew through the mail or electronic funds transfer, thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. But if you're not, what a great time. Your money will be worth 50% more during these next few minutes. 1-800-383-9772.
We have only $240 to go. Wow, that's great. Your pledge could help us reach that goal right now at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Again, hoping to raise through your contributions, listener contributions, $1,000 by 8:20. And we are well on our way. Your call indeed could help us get that extra $500 from the Wisconsin Public Radio Association board members. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Let me thank Amy and Madison, who called in a pledge. This is so sweet, Amy. I'm embarrassed almost. Joy is the queen of the airwaves. I love Wisconsin Public Radio for all of the fabulous interviews and unbiased news. Thank you very much, Amy, for calling in your pledge. Mary in Green Bay also called in a pledge. I love Wisconsin Public Radio. I learn so much, and I pledge because I listen to it all day long. Thank you very much, Mary. Louise in Mequon says, no other resource is out there that I can trust as much. Well, thank you. 1-800-383-9772. The place for you to pledge, 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge on the web, WPR.org.
Be the call that puts us over the top. We have a goal of $1,000 to raise by 8:20 this morning. We can do it. You can do it. Your call could put us over the top. Be the next call. Pledge online, WPR.org, or 1-800-383-9772.
A pledge of $150 or more a year will entitle you to the special thank you that we have for you this hour. The brand new book, The Gospel of Food, Everything You Think You Know About Food is Wrong, by our guest, Barry Glassner. He is the author, you might remember, the author of the bestseller, The Culture of Fear, very well-known guest, the caliber of guest that you've come to expect from Wisconsin Public Radio. And what's that worth to you? Is that worth a pledge of, $12.50 a month? $12.50 a month. That is a $150 pledge for Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll get The Gospel of Food, the book that we are offering as a thank you gift this hour, and the member benefit card. So you can partake in two-for-one entrees at more than 250 restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. 9772, working toward this special challenge of raising $1,000 before 8:20. We do have, Cheryl, by the way, a goal for the entire hour, which is more than $1,000.
It's quite a bit more, $7,500 for the entire hour. But that's the point. We start out strong in the beginning of the hour. It makes it that much easier to reach our overall goal for this hour. And the reason that's important is we want to make the goals hour by hour to do our part here on Joy's program, to do our part to raise money for Wisconsin Public Radio and meet our overall goal for the drive. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. Won't you be the next one to make a pledge of support?
Cheryl, I am going to give everyone an update at 8:20 to let you know if we made the goal and got the challenge. And in the meantime, I'm going to let you go and welcome in our guest. How's that? 1-800-383-9772. Again, the number you can call to pledge, or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm going to welcome in now Barry Glassner. He is the author of The Gospel of Food, Everything You Think You Know About Food Is Wrong. He says we'd be better off if we just gave up all these food fads and food myths and didn't treat food like a religion of sorts and just enjoyed our food. What do you think? Barry Glassner, also a professor of sociology at USC. He has written for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Los Angeles Times. Author of, as I mentioned, the former bestseller, The Culture of Fear, his latest book, The Gospel of Food, Everything You Think You Know About Food Is Wrong. Good morning.
Thanks for inviting me on. I'm honored.
Well, thank you so much. It looks like you're helping us toward a very good pledge drive total, so thanks for joining us. I enjoyed my food a lot 5 years ago and 50 pounds ago. Isn't there a downside or maybe an upside to enjoying our food with joyful abandon?
Well, we certainly have to be careful in our eating as in anything else at a certain point, and moderation is important. But if you don't enjoy what you're eating, the likely outcome is that you're going to be less healthy. You're probably going to end up weighing a lot more, not less, because you'll be snacking, you'll be unhappy, you'll be cheating on your diet and all that sort of thing. What we miss in this country, Joy, is the importance of enjoyment to a meal. In a lot of other places, that's well known, that's well accepted. If you look, for example, at the official dietary guidelines that governments issue, you know, we have them here, but if you look, as I did, at the official guidelines in parts of Europe and other parts of the world, you'll see that quite frequently, in fact, they acknowledge the importance of joy to a meal, of enjoyment of the meal. And they know, as studies have shown, that people get more out of a meal, not just emotionally, but physically, physiologically, when the food's a pleasure to eat. There's one country I found, I think it was Norway, that comes right out and declares food and joy equal health. But you contrast that with the guidelines in the U.S., where, you know, we're kind of true to our Puritan roots, and there's not one word about the importance of enjoying your meal.
Yeah, I'm all for enjoying my food, but does that mean I can't say I'll pass on the fries from McDonald's?
You could certainly pass on the fries from McDonald's. I would recommend that you do that, that you pass on them on a fairly regular basis. On the other hand, you know, I think we've gotten a little crazy in demonizing certain foods. You know, I'm a big fan of another book, Eric Schlosser's book, Fast Food Nation. But, you know, even Eric acknowledges that the fries are mighty good. And you know, to treat yourself to those sorts of foods or others periodically is not a bad thing at all. And yet we've come to think that, you know, you've got to put your foods in these two categories. I call it bipolar, you know. we become kind of bipolar about our diet, many people in the U.S., you know, there's the good list, you know, the kind of sanctified list, if you will, and then there's the bad list, the demonized list. And when you look very carefully, as I did over a period of several years, a lot of the research and also a lot of the marketing, frankly, what you see is that most of these ideas don't hold up all that well, and a lot of them come from food marketers. You know, and so I think we need to take a lot of that excuse the pun, with several grains of salt.
Yeah. You consider yourself a foodie, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to tell you, I know you're going to get back to the fun drive in a minute, but as I was waiting to come on, I heard that you're giving away one of my favorite things, right, which is those cards that give you
the member benefit card, yeah.
Everywhere I've lived, I've had one of those, so they're great things. I'm definitely a big foodie, yes.
Yeah, you think it's a little, though, maybe, I don't know, what, snobby to just want to, visit the, whatever, the high-end restaurants and maybe turn your nose down on the greasy spoon diner?
Yeah, you know, what I find is interesting, again, is, we're in a different way than we were talking about before. We're so bipolar on these things, so you'll find people in almost any community in the country that will go to one or the other. They'll go to the fancy restaurant in town, only the fanciest ones, only the ones that the foodie elite go to, or they shun those completely, and they'll only eat at whatever it is, either, fast food for some people, or the greasy spoon, or the really obscure place. They'll drive a long distance to go to some really obscure kind of cuisine to show, how...
Because it's authentic ethnic thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. The notion that somehow some foods are more authentic than others. That's a really interesting notion that I believed, by the way, before I started looking into this. And there's certainly, like with all these things, there's some truth to it. But what I found was that basically what a lot of ethnic restaurants do, because they're forced to by their customers, not because they want to, is what some people call a staged authenticity. They'll give you what we, those of us outside that particular ethnic group or that particular country, would believe makes it ethnic. Like make it hotter, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it has degrees of heat, then we believe it's more authentic. Or some particular ingredient that we associate with that kind of food. And they'll advertise that while at the same time actually leaving out a lot of the sorts of dishes or preparations that in fact are really common in the country that the food comes from. And they leave those out because Americans are afraid of those or biased against them for one reason or another, because often there's a lot of fat in a dish.
Yeah. Let me remind listeners that we do have ethnic restaurants, high-end restaurants, and I bet you there's a couple of good greasy spoons in here, too, in this member benefit card that is yours for... It's for a pledge of $120. Any pledge for $120 to support Wisconsin Public Radio gets you the member benefit card. This hour... And this hour only, because Barry Glassner is our guest this hour. Also, a thank you gift, the Gospel of Food. That's for the $150 level. So $150 pledge will get you both the book and the member benefit card. The number to call to pledge is 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have already called in a pledge during our membership drive or this hour, I am so happy, so grateful to report that we made the $1,000 challenge just in the first few minutes of the program. By 20 after, we needed to raise $1,000 in order to get an extra $500 from members of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association Board. And thanks to you, we did it. Really appreciate it. In fact, now we have started going beyond that. More than $3,000 raised right now. The goal, though, for the end of the hour is $7,500. So I hope that you continue to call in with your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. WPR.org. So we did get the extra $500, but not yet at the overall goal for the end of the hour, and still time for you to call in your pledge to pick up The Gospel of Food, Everything You Think You Know About Food Is Wrong by Barry Glassner. He's our guest this hour. He's a professor of sociology and a writer for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and other publications. The Gospel of Food. Everything you think you know about food is wrong, where he says we should give up food fads, food myths, and start enjoying our food. You can talk to him, by the way, for the next, 10 minutes or so. He's only going to be with us for about 10 minutes. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. So, Barry Glassner, you say, what's one of the biggest food fads or food myths that you think we should know about that we don't know about?
I think probably the biggest one is this notion that every time you hear about something, some particular food that's supposed to save our lives and make us live forever or else is going to kill us, that we should be really suspicious about it. They almost always turn out to be grossly overblown or wrong, and yet people radically shift their diets. I think a big example that probably a lot of the listeners will remember is the story of eggs in the U.S., mm-hmm. Where they were demonized not long ago. You know, nutritionists and health writers were saying to the public to stay clear of eggs because of the cholesterol content. And egg consumption in the U.S. plummeted, which was very tough on a lot of people in preparing their meals, and also on egg producers and so forth. And now, of course, we've turned that around completely, and eggs are now widely regarded as one of the great staples of the human diet. You know, they abound in protein and B vitamins and all sorts of nutrients at a low cost. They're rich in flavor. They go well with a whole range of ingredients and so forth. And, you know, it's a good example of where we got overboard. Obviously, if you eat too many eggs, too much of anything, you're going to have a problem. But I think that probably, if there's one solid message on what to avoid, it's any kind of fad diet or any kind of exclusion of a particular ingredient.
Well, what about what we're hearing, that trans fats will kill us now?
You don't want a lot of trans fats in your diet. In fact, you don't need any in your diet. But, you know, if these cities that are banning trans fats, I'm not sure how much good it's going to do, maybe a little bit. The real question there is what will be replacing trans fats in those restaurants and home cooking? It's mostly in restaurants in that case that the change is going to happen, and in prepared foods. And, you know, the jury's out. We've got to see which fats are going to replace them. Are they actually healthier? But when we do this kind of ban, it's great for the politicians. You know, sounds like you're saving the city from some horrible substance, but it doesn't usually do a whole lot in the end because, you know, you got to eat.
Yeah. You're not a big fan of these foods that have vitamins and minerals or some sort of supplement laced in them?
You know, again, if someone wants to do that, my view is eat and let eat. So, you know, if you want to, fine. But I think there's quite a few people, a lot of people, who support that multi-billion dollar industry and overdose, frankly. People who just start off with fortified cereals and then go to fortified beverages and then so-called nutrition bars and get even more of these supplements and just kind of willy-nilly are self-medicating. And it's great for that industry, but I'm not sure it does a whole lot for the person who's spending the extra money for the product.
Yeah, seems like a big trend these days, and in the Madison market in particular, but I think all over the state of Wisconsin, is buying locally grown organic produce and foods. Anything wrong with that?
No, I think it's great, especially in a state like yours for at least some parts of the year where you can get wonderful, fresh, organic produce. My concern is with that is people who, again, go to extremes and fetishize that kind of activity. I'm someone who goes to farmers markets whenever it's possible. I strongly support local farmers and producers and so forth. But again, you know, at parts of the year where you're changing your diet radically for no good reason, just to prove a point somehow, and you're not really helping anybody very much, it seems to me a little bit silly in some cases. But the basic tendency there is a really good one.
And you found out when you put this book together that fresh is not always best?
Oh, that was a big surprise for me. Again, you know, obviously all other things being equal for most kinds of foods, fresh is best. But when I talked with eminent chefs and food developers and others at around the country in doing this research, they gave me lots of really solid counterexamples when I was in their kitchens and so forth. So, you know, for example, the full flavor of chutneys and tomato sauces and salsas really come out only weeks after they've been prepared. Another great example that chefs talk about a lot is certain flash frozen foods retain more of their nutrients and are actually taste fresher because if you think about it for a minute, they are flash frozen right on the spot, whereas a lot of the food that is labeled fresh or thought of as fresh has actually, in many cases, spent quite a long time being transported or has sat on shelves for a while. So, you know, again, I think we need to be cautious about how foods are marketed and whether we're just falling for the marketing.
Here's one that I was interested to read about because we have done programs on this concept that the family meal is a thing of the past, that we don't in this hectic time sit down as a family to eat together anymore, and that's the cause of a lot of ills in the world.
You know, we certainly hear that a lot, don't we, from all kinds of sources. It's a political hobby horse for all sides of the political spectrum. But, you know, when you really look at the data, if you really look at the facts here, what you find is that about 3 out of 4 American families with children under 18 eat their dinners together about 5 nights a week. And I did a little comparison, and that's about the same as in the 1950s that we, you know, we tend to be so romantic about. When you look at the studies of what are supposed to be the outcomes of families not eating together, you know, it's supposed to have all sorts of horrible outcomes, higher drug abuse and eating disorders and all that sort of thing, and lower school performance if the kids don't eat with their families. And in fact, the studies are very mixed on the outcome. It's not clear that there's that immediate outcome. Anybody who has raised a teenager knows that it's not necessarily every night better for the whole family to have the teenager around the table. It's not necessarily more pleasant or good for the teenager. We need to be a little bit honest about this. And one thing I did is to try to find the study that's cited so often. You probably talked about on your show at some point this study from the National Merit Scholarship Corporation, you know, the National mm-hmm. Merit people. It's cited all the time in when people talk about this, and it was supposedly showed that the kids who win these National Merit Scholarships, these big national competitions, much more often eat with their parents, have family meals. Well, it turns out I kept trying to find the study and tracing it down. It never existed. You know, when I wrote, I couldn't find it anywhere in the libraries and online. And when I wrote to the National Merit Corporation, they said, as far as they know, it's a myth. It never happened.
Yeah. So why are kids, do you think, so overweight or even obese these days? Why do we always hear this epidemic of obesity among our kids? Is this because of the fast food that they're eating?
I think that it's very tempting for us to look for a demon, a cause for anything like that, and that's the wrong way to go. Fast food, no doubt, has something to do with it. But we don't. The truth is, and this is, you know, it isn't very reassuring to people. But the truth is, we don't really know what all the factors are, or what changed that has produced the obesity epidemic for children or adults. In the case of children, we know that there are certain factors that are clearly important, like children getting less physical activity. We know for sure that the added consumption of sugary drinks is important. That's had a big effect. Beyond that, there's lots of very solid research that doesn't get as much attention, suggesting that there are elements that have nothing to do with those, with food and diet or exercise, that there may be, in fact, a viral or bacterial element to this infection. It sounds funny, but the evidence is pretty clear. There are probably genetic factors that have changed that have to do with childhood obesity. The thing that's interesting, that what I found fascinating, and I wrote a chapter about this in the book, is that the real story of the obesity epidemic is so much more fascinating and complex than the simple ones that we tell. And in fact, we still have a big mystery exactly what led to this result.
Well, as someone who has a lot of experience in quitting smoking and gaining weight after quitting smoking, I was interested to read that there's a link between obesity rates going up and people quitting smoking.
Oh, you bet. For adults, you know, if you look at the timeline here, you know, people point the finger at fast food, but the timeline doesn't work. It was in 1966 that the signs outside McDonald's restaurants boasted over 2 billion hamburgers sold. And the obesity rates barely budged in the 60s and 70s when the fast food industry was taking off. But if you look at the thing you just mentioned, what was going on with the anti-smoking campaigns, there's a pretty clear connection. When you give up smoking, typically when people give up smoking, they gain about 10 to 20 pounds. Now, what happened during the 80s, 90s when weights took off in this country was a lot of people were giving up smoking. The anti-smoking campaigns were very, very effective, and the number of smokers declined massively. That's a good thing. We wouldn't want to trade that back.
Right.
But, you know, with every positive outcome, you get some negatives, and an unintended consequence of this, of the anti-smoking campaigns, was weight gain for a large number of people.
Well, I know that you have to get to another interview, Barry Glasner, but before I let you go, I guess what's your message? What do you hope the book accomplishes for readers?
I hope that people will learn a lot about where they get their ideas about food and how to relax, enjoy foods and expand their horizons in what they eat and where they eat, and have a lot more realistic information. And I also hope they'll have some fun. A lot of the book is pretty lighthearted, too.
Yeah. Well, enjoy. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, Barry Glasner, author of The Gospel of Truth, Everything You Think You Know About Food is Wrong. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Wisconsin Public Radio's Cheryl Gasser. Cheryl, $4,125 raised toward a $7,500 goal. As I mentioned, we made that little mini challenge that we had of $1,000 in the first few minutes of the program, so thank you so, so very much. But now another $3,400 to go to reach the overall goal for the entire hour.
And just 20 minutes to do it in, but we can do it with your call, your pledge of support online at WPR.org or over the phone, 800-383-9772, because you care about your health and what you eat and want to make up your own mind. Make a pledge, $150 or more, and get the book, The Gospel of Food, Everything You Know About Food is Wrong, along with the member benefit card that gets you 2-for-1 entrees at everything from greasy spoons to upscale restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Well, I enjoyed this. I thought at first that Barry Glasner was going to, ridicule my diet, but he wasn't. He was just saying, you know, sometimes we just take it too far, that sometimes you have this category of this is bad food, this only this is good food, and that maybe we shouldn't be so rigid, and maybe we shouldn't necessarily believe everything a marketer of a food product mm-hmm. tells us, and that we truly should make up our own minds. And of all things, he says, really, you know, enjoy your food, because enjoying your food really is a part of of our lives, of enjoying our lives. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge your support because you value the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, that you enjoy hearing the wide variety of guests from all different perspectives and areas of expertise, including guests like Barry Glassner. He's a sociology professor. He wrote the bestseller, The Culture of Fear, very well-known, nationally known guest, talking with us now about his new book, The Gospel of Food. 1-800-383-9772. This book is our thank you gift to you this hour if you pledge $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. But any pledge, every pledge appreciated.
It's quick and easy when you call 1-800-383-9772. What's going to happen? A volunteer, a friendly volunteer who loves public radio, will pick up the phone. They'll ask you for some personal information like your name, your address, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you would like to pay for your pledge. We keep all that information private and confidential, never share it with anyone. And in terms of how you pay for it, it's up to you. We can send you a bill in the mail. You can put it on a credit card right there on the telephone. You can set up an electronic funds transfer. Mail is a check. The options, the volunteer can walk you through those. And again, for a pledge of $150 for the year, that's $12.50 a month if you break it down monthly, but only for the next 15 or 16 minutes. Barry Glassner's new book, The Gospel of Food, and the member benefit card, getting you two-for-one entrees at hundreds of restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, can be yours. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thank you to Anna in Madison, who called in a pledge this hour. She listens every single day, an unparalleled source of news, arts, and intellectual stimulation. That's why she pledged. Thank you so much, Anna. Evelyn in Appleton enjoys all of the programming. Thank you very much, Evelyn. Marie in Franklin listens every morning. Well, good morning, Marie. Thank you for the pledge. And Robert and Brenda in Clintonville say that they pledge every single year. It's the right thing to do.
Thank you.
1-800-383-9772. You can do the right thing for yourself and for Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge helps bring Wisconsin Public Radio programs to you every day and to everybody in our listening area. 1-800-383-9772. A pledge of any amount needed, no set level. If you would like the book, The Gospel of Food, Everything You Think You Know About Food is Wrong by Barry Glassner, we ask that you pledge $12.50 a month or more, a $150 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can have the book, The Gospel of Food, and the member benefit card, and you can enjoy your food.
Glassner says we've taken the fun out of food. We're afraid to eat the things that we enjoy. He himself loves food, wants to enjoy it, considers himself a foodie, and the book really does make you think about your own food philosophy. And it might let you put the fun back into the food that you eat. We know you want to make up your own mind. This is another example of the programming that we bring to you here on Joy's show. Guests with differing perspectives, talking about a variety of issues, letting you make up your own mind, letting you call in, join in the conversation if you like. What is that worth to you? Keep the quality coming. Here on Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge of support, 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online. It's safe and secure, quick and easy as well, WPR.org.
Yeah, it makes you think. He talks about how we are, you know, we quake at the very idea of irradiating food, yet some of us swallow wholesale every study, in quotes, that comes down the pike. That tells us something meaningless, like on a label that says natural. You know, that's not necessarily something that says that this food is really a good food versus a bad food. Goes on to say, remember when eggs were the cholesterol time bombs?
Oh,
and
yeah.
don't eat any eggs. And oat bran was the miracle food that was going to lower our cholesterol, you know. And now that
it's different now. So it's like he says, you know, take with a grain of salt, so to speak, anything that says this food will kill you and this food will make you live forever, because that's not necessarily the case. 1-800-383-9772. Read more about it in the Gospel of Food. Everything you think you know about food is wrong. Yours for a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio of $150 a year or more. Not only will you get the book at that $150 pledge, but also the member benefit card, which you really can enjoy food all over the state of Wisconsin using the member benefit card. I've used it a couple of times so far this year. Lots of nice restaurants in there, lots of family restaurants. I said Greasy Spoons, but I say that in the kindest way. That there
I love Greasy Spoons.
And that's what Barry Glassner was saying, is that you don't have to have these restaurants in categories that only this type of restaurant is the kind of restaurant that you should go to. But there are a wide variety of restaurants that you can get 2-for-1 entrees at using the member benefit card. Enjoy life, enjoy your food, enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio for years to come with your pledge at $12.50 a month or more. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
On this program, in recent months, you've heard Joy and her guests talk about things like organic and natural foods, the importance of buying local, changes to the food pyramid, different kinds of diets, the American love affair with food, favorite restaurants. Joy covers health and nutrition, as well as politics and the economy, education and the environment. You get it all weekday mornings here with Joy Cardine. It really is a team effort. Joy does an amazing job as host. Leo Duran, Karen Prager, Carmen Jackson work to bring you the best guest tops in their fields. Our listeners are the best. Our callers, we hear from guests all the time. Our callers are the best in the nation, the smartest, the most well-informed. And you are. You truly are. Thank you for all that you do to make Wisconsin Public Radio what it is. And right now we're asking for your financial support to help keep us going strong. 800-383-9772. Pledge online at WPR.org.
Cheryl, $4,515 raised toward a $7,500 goal. That is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you if you've already called in your pledge. But still, almost $3,000 to go and only 10 more minutes left in the hour. Won't you help us reach this $7,500 goal so we can stay on track during this pledge drive and raise the amount of money we need to raise in listener support in order to help pay for the programming that you listen to? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Absolutely any amount is welcome. There's no minimum, no maximum. Think about what Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you. Then go to the phone or go to your computer and make that pledge. Absolutely any amount welcome. Every pledge is important. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you make our work that we do here worthwhile. And when you donate, you make it possible. We could not do this without you. Without listener support, it's the biggest piece of our budget here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support so important in so many ways. Thank you if you're already a member. If not, this would be a great time to join the Wisconsin Public Radio family with your pledge of support. WPR.org or call 1-800-383-9772.
Thanks to Jane in Madison who called in a pledge this hour. She says, I listen every day and I feel guilty if I don't give something back. Well, you know, that's I like that.
That
I'm sorry that you feel guilty, Jane, but, you know, she's talking about giving something back. So that means, indeed, that you are getting something from this service. And I'm sure you are like Jane as well. You wouldn't be listening right now if you didn't receive something of worth by listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, hearing about the latest book from a new author, being able to hear about a bill that's being debated in Congress, maybe learning something about that new scientific discovery. There's something new every day, I hope, for you on Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you're like Jane in Madison and want to give back, and maybe if you're like Jane in Madison and you feel a little guilty that you haven't made that call yet, 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge any amount to support Wisconsin Public Radio and become a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. Do pledge $12.50 a month or more if you would like The Gospel of Food by Barry Glassner. And don't forget, the member benefit card comes along with that as well.
And that member benefit card gives you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin. Everything from sub shops, coffee shops, to pasta places, to higher end, fancier restaurants, again, all around the state of Wisconsin. Not to mention 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events, some discounts for online shopping. If you use it once or twice a month, it could very well pay for your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio at that $12.50 a month level. 1-800-383-9772. 8 minutes left to go in the hour, $2,800 to raise to reach that goal. Won't you be the next one to pledge, either online, WPR.org, or a phone call to 1-800-383-9772.
I hope that The Gospel of Food, if you get it and read it, or maybe if you heard it from Barry Glassner, convinces you to really enjoy life, enjoy your meal. Certainly you want to care about what you put in your mouth, and you want everything in moderation, and you don't want to go overboard. But maybe we are all a little bit too anxious about what we eat, and whether or not that donut is going to make our lives terrible for the rest of our lives. I really like that it's a practical, down-to-earth way to look at things. And he's not dissing your choices. If you decide that you're a vegan, go ahead. I mean, that's fine. But he's saying enjoy your food. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
He's saying don't feel guilty for enjoying the things that you like to eat. Even if they're not the most healthy foods, don't eat them all the time. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, some McDonald's fries or a Pop-Tart or a donut, it's not going to be the end of the world. You want to enjoy your life, enjoy the food that you eat. And in the book, Barry Glassner talked with chefs, restaurant critics, nutritionists about the way we eat. And he says that he can help us recognize the myths, the half-truths, and the guilt trips that come along with the food that we eat. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call for a pledge of $150 a year or more. We will send you Barry Glassner's brand new book, The Gospel of Food.
And the member benefit card. And speaking of food, Cheryl, we're going to have some great food on the Cruise of Ideas on Saturday, June the 30th, on Lake Monona in Madison. A wonderful late lunch buffet with, I don't have the menu in front of me, but I know it's a wide variety of really tasty stuff that you will love. Luncheon buffet as we cruise around the lake, and have the captain, or maybe Larry Mueller will point out the high points of the cruise. Larry Mueller will be on the cruise. I'll be on the boat, as will Cheryl Gasser, as will Gene Faraca, and some other folks from Wisconsin Public Radio. And more importantly, I hope you will be on the boat along with a lot of great listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio, people who share with you the love of Wisconsin Public Radio. A very special thank you at a level of $100 a month or more, a $1,200 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, a generous pledge, and we will give you a pair of tickets to the Cruise of Ideas on Saturday, June the 30th. Limited space on the boat. We have given away a good number of these tickets so far this pledge drive. We hope you will be able to join us as well. After the boat cruise, by the way, we'll be talking and having great desserts and playing some games at Larry Mueller's house. We'll be in Larry Mueller's backyard looking at the beautiful lake and having a good time. 1-800-383-9772. Again, that's a $1,200 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio for two tickets for the Cruise of Ideas. 1-800-383-9772. But again, any amount of a pledge is welcome.
Every pledge makes a difference. Every pledge matters in what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio and helps keep the quality on the air. We have $2,000 to raise in the next few minutes to reach that goal this hour. Your call will make a difference. Your call could put us over the top. Whether you pledge $1,200 a year for the two tickets to the Cruise of Ideas, or $150 a year for Barry Glassner's book, The Gospel of Food, and the member benefit card giving you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state. We know you're pledging for the programming, the wonderful programming that you hear each morning on Joy's show. What is it worth to you? Put a number on it and then call this number, 800-383-9772. If you prefer, you can also pledge online. It's quick and easy, safe and secure, WPR.org.
Jack in Milwaukee pledged this morning. Thank you, Jack. He says simply, WPR does good work. Wisconsin Public Radio does good work. Well, good work, Jack. We couldn't do it without you and pledges from listeners like you. 1-800-383-9772. Wisconsin Public Radio, non-commercial radio, listener-supported radio. Listener support is the most important part of the budget, which pays for the programs that you listen to, that you value. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just 2 minutes left in the hour, Cheryl. We have been going gangbusters, but things have stalled just a moment here, and we have $1,900 to raise to make that goal. We can do that with your help.
1-800-383-9772. Be as generous as you can, but realize that any pledge, every pledge counts. Whether you pledge $5 a month or $500 a year, it all goes into the same pool. It all supports what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make the difference. Call this hour, 800-383-9772. Go online at WPR.org. You can send your pledge in that way. You listen to the program. You enjoy the show. You appreciate what Joy does for you each morning, the wonderful guests that she brings to you. Pledge your support to keep this program going strong.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge $150 a year or more. $12.50 a month or more. You can do it monthly if you want to. And we will send to you as a thank you the gift, The Gospel of Food. Everything You Think You Know About Food is Wrong by Barry Glassner and the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
It is quick and easy. We're asking for your support one last time this hour, 800-383-9772. Keep those calls coming through the news.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. We'll let you know tomorrow if we made it. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.